when the people came from Europe, there were 100 million Native Americans in North and South America, and today there's a handful. I mean, it was an American Holocaust.
Our people make up less than 2% of the total United States population. It's very easy to become invisible in this country.
That's from a powerful documentary film, Our Fires Still Burn, The Native American Experience. The film follows the lives of Native Americans here in Michigan, fighting to keep their culture and traditions alive for us here today and for future generations. One of the producers of the film is with us now. Levi Rickert is an internet journalist and editor with Native News Online. He's editor-in-chief of the Tribal Business Journal and a member of the Prairie Band of the Potawatomi Nation. Levi, what story are you telling us in this film?
Well, I think one of the situations that Native people face all over the United States, and certainly here in Michigan, you know, with we being about 1%, maybe in some cases less than 1% of the population, many times non-Native people will say, well, we didn't even know American Indians still existed, as if we had fallen off the timeline back in, let's say, 1900. So I think Our Fire Still Burns really speaks to the fact that we still have presence. Certainly those who frequent Indian casinos understand that there are Native people here in Michigan. But by and large, it's let people know we still exist, and our fire still burns very strongly, actually.
And it also, as I can tell from what I've seen of it, it is a strong call to keep the culture alive for the young members of your tribes.
Yes, and I think that's really important. I know when I was a young child, there wasn't many powwows as there are right now. There's been, in my lifetime, a real resurgence of American Indian culture, and I think that's pretty significant. You know, with the advent of the American Indian movement back in the 70s, and even here in the state, some of the tribes have gained their federal recognition. You know, I really think it really solidifies who we are as Native people, and it really allows us to be who we are. But there again, as you said, Cynthia, it's really important that the young people learn their culture, learn their language. When I was a little kid, it was not emphasized. It was basically go out there, get a good education, come back to us if we need to take care of you. I'm talking maybe our family. It's kind of the onset way they did business. But now it is, we are able to celebrate our culture, our language again. And I think that's very significant.
Levi, the film Our Fire Still Burn, are you focusing on tribes in the Midwest?
Primarily, yes. It was every tribe basically that was featured was here in Michigan. I know the Hanaville tribe up in Wilson, Michigan, and the Saginaw Chippewa tribe up in Mount Pleasant. The people of the three fires, and that would be the Ojibwa, Odawa, and Potawatomi, you know, we've been here for centuries. So it's I think it really was really made to feature Michigan Indians. However, this film was picked up by PBS, and I've actually, through my Native News Online, I've actually had people email me to my Native News Online account and say, hey, I saw you on TV in San Francisco last night. And so it was kind of exciting. I think it was really nice.
Levi, let's talk about history for a little bit. Did tribes here in Michigan face different historical traumas from, say, let's say tribes in the Great Plains or the West and the Southwest? And I'm wondering how that Michigan history presents special challenges to keeping Native culture alive in this state.
That's a real interesting question, because I was asked that after I spoke one time years ago, and someone asked me, did American Indians, the tribes in Michigan, fare better than some of the others? And, you know, the answer to that really is, quite frankly, yes, in that some tribes were eliminated from the face of the earth. So we actually survived, and I think we know that as Native people. However, one of the things that is featured in the film, and that is a real recurring situation, something we deal with on an ongoing basis, is the boarding school experience. There were couple boarding schools here in the state of Michigan, and the experts will tell us that some of the historical trauma that deals with that Native people today are faced with depression or what have you has to deal with boarding school experience. And that is really when the government sanctioned schools, government would come take Indian kids out of their homes and sent them off to boarding schools, and they would be separated from their parents. And I just have a hard time, and my children are young adults, but I have a hard time fancying how that could have happened and what I would have done, you know, two or three generations ago. I think I would have been fighting. They would have put me in jail. I would have said, no, you're not taking my children, sending them to school, but it is what it is.
And certainly, as you say, the effects are being felt because it was such an effort to subvert and wipe out Native culture, Native government.
That's very true. And it was the old line was, kill the Indian, save the man. And it was, you know, kill the Indian spirit. And that's why, and going back to what we were talking about, the culture, the idea that there has been a resurgence in my lifetime really makes me feel really happy. And it is that we can celebrate who we are as Native people. And it really is a situation. Obviously, and here we are in 2016, we have to obviously coexist. But at the same time, why not celebrate who we are, as do the Dutch people where I live on the west side of the state, you know, with the Holland Tulip Festival every May. I mean, hey, I love it when they celebrate and they get, you know, they dress in their attire, the wooden shoes, and clean the streets. Well, that's a wonderful thing because they are celebrating who they are as Dutch people. And likewise, when Native people are out at powwows dancing, not to de-emphasize it, but I say the leathers and feathers, when they put on the regalia and dance, it's just a beautiful thing. And there's a gentleman who lives here in Grand Rapids area told me that he had served in Vietnam, and when he came home, he had not felt very welcome. And that was that era back then, you know, the anti-war. He said, but he went to a powwow, got invited into the circle, and he said for the first time since he returned from Vietnam, this is a Caucasian gentleman, he said, he had tears in his eyes, and they just flowed because they were honoring what his service to the country. He had never felt that before until he went to Indian powwow. So, you know, I tell that story because I think it's pretty significant to the point where a lot of times healing can take place at powwow. So I think that's a beautiful thing.
And really the message of Our Fires Still Burn, the Native American Experience, this film is about healing and about rebuilding and looking at what tribes in Michigan are doing. And what do you hope audiences will take away from watching Our Fires Still Burn?
You know, very similar to what you just said. You know, the healing and reconciliation, the idea that Native people, we coexist here in society. Your neighbors could be American Indians. You may not even know it. We want to be able to coexist and celebrate who we are and really educate people that we're not the dirty savages that show up in history books.
Levi Rickert is a producer of Our Fires Still Burn and a journalist and editor with the Native News Online and editor-in-chief of the Tribal Business Journal. Levi is a member of the Prairie Band of the Potawatomi Nation. You can find out more and you can order a DVD by going to the website ourfiresstillburn.com. Levi, thanks so much for being with us on Stateside.
Hey, it's my pleasure. And likewise, I always enjoy talking to you, Cynthia.